you'll notice, but the opening theme song on every single one of the almost 900 episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was completely different for a very fascinating reason. So everybody knows and loves Fred McFeely, aka Fred Rogers, aka Mr. Rogers, and his beloved PBS children's show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but not as many people know that he actually graduated from college with a Bachelor's of Music and composed all of the music and songs on the show. But Mr. Rogers wasn't just singing to pre-recorded backing tracks on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Every single song was performed live in studio while they were taping. There was an in-studio pianist who performed every song alongside Fred Rogers on the show from 1968 until 2001. And I know what you're thinking. I clickbaited you because technically every song was different because it was being performed live, but that's not even what I mean. It's actually really fascinating. Because Mr. Rogers didn't just get any pianist to perform on the show. He got world-renowned improvisational genius concert jazz pianist Johnny Costa, who was way more famous and way more valuable than to be a performer on a children's PBS show. But he said that he only did it because he was semi-retired and just liked Mr. Rogers. Fred Rogers was such a good guy that he was able to pull a modern-day Beethoven out of retirement to play on a kid's show. But Mr. Rogers made one other smart move. Instead of telling Johnny Costa to just stick to the sheet music and play what he composed, he told them to just go wild with it.
Do it for the ears of a child. I didn't do it this way. I wouldn't do that, so I figured, well, and Fred loved it, and I kept doing it, and the people loved it.
And because Johnny Costa is literally a genius, he played every single iteration of every single song on every single episode of the show completely differently. So I dare you, go watch the opening theme song of any episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and you will realize that they are all musically completely different. The only thing that's the same is Mr. Rogers singing. Johnny Costa is taking the underlying melody of It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood and improvising an entire different composition on top of it for almost 1,000 episodes. This is just the level of dedication and passion and commitment that Mr. Rogers gave to every single episode of his show for kids. And real quick, if you like my dedication to making content for you and you want to see more in-depth writing from me, you can do that here.